Hello, we're reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, the introduction to the study of the Ten Sfirot, continuing on item 62. You can send questions to the website and we'll ask selected ones in the lesson.
It is, we already went deep into the process that we need to go through, and still it's not so clear to us where we are, because until we practically go through these states, it's all theoretical or verbal to us. We don't have any connection to it. So I think let's read from item 54.
So we're reading 54.
And let's listen to what it's about and write down questions, and then we'll hear questions and clarify them.
54. When the Creator sees that one has completed one's measure of exertion and finished everything he had to do by the power of his choice and his strengthening of faith in the Creator helps him. Then one attains open providence, meaning the revelation of the face.
Meaning, if a person completed his exertion, that quota of exertion, then the Creator becomes revealed to him.
Then he is rewarded with complete repentance, meaning he adheres to the Creator once more with his heart, soul, and might, as though naturally drawn by the attainment of the open providence.
Yes, right. Next.
55. These above attainment and repentance come to a person in two degrees. The first is the attainment of providence of absolute reward and punishment. Besides attaining the reward of every mitzvah in the next world in utter clarity, he is also rewarded with attainment of the wondrous pleasure in immediate observation of the mitzvah of this world. In addition, besides attaining the bitter punishment extending from every sin after one's death, one is also rewarded with feeling the bitter taste of every transgression while he is still alive.
Right, because in this state he cannot feel good, bad, truth, false in the right way, only after coming to revelation he begins to feel these things, but not right now, right away. No.
Naturally, one who is imparted with this open providence is certain that he will not sin again. As one is certain that he will not cut his own flesh and cause himself terrible suffering. In addition, one is certain that he will not neglect the mitzvah without performing it the instant it comes to his hand. Just as one is certain he will not neglect any worldly pleasure or great profit that comes into his hand.
That's clear. Okay, next.
56. Now you can understand the words of our sages. What is repentance like? When he who knows the mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly. These are seemingly perplexing words, for who would rise to heaven to hear the testimony of the Creator? Also, before whom should the Creator testify? It is not enough that the Creator himself knows that a person repented with all his heart and will not sin again? From the explanation, the matter becomes very simple. In truth, one is not absolutely certain that he will not sin again before he is rewarded with the above attainment of reward and punishment, meaning the revelation of the face. This revelation of the face from the perspective of the Creator's salvation is called testimony. Since his salvation in itself to his attainment of reward and punishment is what guarantees that he will not sin again. It is therefore considered that the Creator testifies to him. It is written, what is repentance like? In other words, when will one be certain that he has been granted complete repentance? For this, one is given a clear sign. When he who knows the mysteries testifies that he will not return to folly. This means that he will attain the revelation of the face, at which time one's own salvation will testify that he will not return to folly.
So it's clear to us here that everything follows laws and what a person has in his hand. If he has a revelation of the Creator, he will not sin. If he doesn't, of course he will, because he's under the rule of the will to receive, as opposed to the will to bestow, that comes from revelation of the Creator. So, in such a way, we can see ourselves, when are we righteous and when are we wicked. And that depends on the revelation of the Creator to the person. All right, PT 5.
Hello, Rav. What does it mean, revealing this Creator he's talking about?
That you begin to receive a force of bestowal that keeps you above the force of reception.
Okay,
and this revelation is what gives me this testimony that I won't sin again?
Yes, it's a promise that you will no longer sin.
And then the ability to bestow, how does it work with the will to receive? It doesn't stop me from praying, from being in the work.
How could that be? You're feeling that the Creator rules the world and governs you, and you just have to cling to Him. That's what appears to you in the revelation of the Creator, and then you do everything in order to bestow. Can you sin in such a way? No.
But if I can't sin, where's my choice?
The choice is to grow stronger. It's not, I don't understand you. When I'm under the influence of the Creator, I am a righteous. When I'm under the posterior of the Creator, then I'm wicked. Now, what do you want to happen? If I'm under the influence of the evil inclination, being wicked and still being righteous? Where have you seen such a thing?
No, on the contrary, I'll be righteous, but still be man that can choose.
The choice is not in there. The choice is in between, when you're not neither here nor there, and you make the decision. That we're going to get there soon, but we're going to read about it. But in the meantime, if you're under the influence of the Creator, you're righteous. If you're under the other side of influence, you're wicked.
Because we're working beyond revelation, beyond trying to find proof. Trying to be above this. And here he's saying, no, it'll be clear to you. It's like we're going backwards.
What? I don't understand the question.
We're working on trying to be above the self-revelation, beyond proof.
everything depends on the level of the Creator's influence on you. That's it. And that's all we need to bring. The more we can bring the influence of the Creator over us, to that extent we will be wicked or righteous or intermediate and so on. That determines who we are. Therefore, bestowing to the Creator or influencing the Creator to influence us. That's basically our work. That's our only salvation, that I can attract the influence of the Creator upon us. And that can only happen in a group. The more tightly connected it is and connected to the Creator, so that in whatever state, He will influence them to be above their ego.
So I only pray again. What's the prayer for?
So, you need to clarify then and compose the prayer. What do you want? Do you want to be connected to the ten? Because otherwise the Creator doesn't hear you. So, be connected to the ten, and all of you want to compose the prayer that you need the force of connection, the force of unity, and to connect it to the Creator so as to receive from Him a force of bestowal, of love, of connection, so that by that you can present the Creator with a kli, where He can bestow and receive contentment. There's no more than that. Imagine to yourself that you are all like a baby, and you're opening your mouth, and the Creator feeds you like a mother feeds her baby with a spoon. So she has no greater pleasure than when the baby opens its mouth and she can put a spoon of porridge or whatever in there. That's what you need to do. And by that you bless the Creator that He can feed you. And you're thankful that He gives you appetite to open your mouth and receive from Him to bring Him contentment. Well, there's many more additions here. Moscow 7.
Да, спасибо, Рав.
Что значит? Thank you, Rav. What does it mean?
עד שלא יעיד עליו יודע את העלומות שלא ישלו לכסלועות.
Until he who knows the mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly, meaning that the Creator testifies that a person is already corrected. How does one know that? The person receives a unique illumination from above that puts him in contact, in a shared light with the Creator. The Creator fulfills him, well, according to his degree.
Do we discover this in the 10 somehow? Let's say at least two friends discover this.
You will come closer to that and see how it happens inside the group. Moscow 1.
Грешник, который против уверенности, что не согрешит.
The sinner.
Как осознание зла или как силы разделения?
Is that the recognition of evil or force of separation?
If he works together with the group and receives guidance from above and cannot do more, or he can do more, it all depends on his state, really. So accordingly, he grabs hold of his degree. And we can't say about the end of the road what will happen, because that's a matter of fate. Still, all the souls ultimately have to achieve correction. And that's how we have to see each and everyone's fate, to fulfill his personal role in completing everyone else.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
The sentence that he won't sin anymore. If the Creator wants a person to sin, he'll sin, so it's not clear.
So the Creator testifies that a person completed this role, this stage, and he won't sin anymore. This means that he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly.
So how will he advance without falling and coming up and falling?
He'll advance by always keeping himself on the path, doesn't matter what states he goes through. He always tries to be maximally connected to the group and to the goal. H10.
בוקר טוב. אולי קודם כל לעודד על השאלה הזאת. השאלה היא, מה יהיה שעת היגיעה ש...
What's that limit of exertion that he's speaking about? Until he testifies that he won't return to folly. That is the measure of exertion. Until you don't get an answer from above, so the limit hasn't been filled yet. How should I get an answer? Of revelation of the Creator. How does that happen? You see it, there are signs for it.
Rav,
when it comes, you'll see it. That's it. When you'll already start performing actions of Yisrael, you'll want to do them and you will do them. PT 19. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. What's
He
says, well, can a person be sure he'll get repentance? So what is that, first of all? Rav, when he adheres to the Creator through the group, that's called repentance, that he will return to Vav. It's a word in Hebrew. Rav, what does it mean, repentance, the whole world is talking about? Rav, I don't know about the whole world. I'm trying to understand what Baal HaSulam is saying. Okay, I see. So is there a difference between working in hands and legs to the one studying Kabbalah? Rav, I don't know. You're asking me about things that I don't deal with. I don't even want to talk about them. Tzvika, why? Rav, because it's not mine. Tzvika, so what, repentance is only inner work? Rav, we're speaking about repentance that the wisdom of Kabbalah is speaking about. That we, from our will to receive, from the intention to receive, reach the intentions to bestow. Tzvika, okay. Rav, all our correction is in the intention.
Moshe.
So we're in 57. This above mentioned repentance is called repentance from fear. This is because although one returns to the Creator with his heart and soul, until he who knows the mysteries testifies that he will not return to folly, that certainly that he will not sin again due to one's attainment and sensation of the terrible punishment and wicked torment extending from the transgressions. Because of this, one is certain that he will not sin, just as he is sure that he will not afflict himself with horrible suffering. However, in the end, these repentance and certainty are only because of the fear of punishment that extends from the transgressions. It turns out that one's repentance is only due to the fear of punishment. Because of this, it's called repentance of fear. No questions. This is clear. We might have to read this a few times, but these things are clear. Latin 2.
Gracias, Rab. ¿Solo se puede alcanzar el arrepentimiento por el sufrimiento? ¿Puedo pedir para que mis amigos no sufran?
Can we attain repentance only through a feeling? Can I ask for the friends not to suffer? Rab, it has nothing to do with each other. We are speaking about repentance, that a person corrects himself, and instead of the intention to receive, he acquires an intention to bestow. That is called repentance, or an answer. That in that framework, obviously, he asks also for the good for his friends, that they won't suffer.
Allah.
Next.
Item 58. By this we understand the words of our sages, that one who repents from fear is rewarded with his sins becoming as mistakes. We must understand how this happens. According to the above, you can thoroughly understand that the sins one makes extend to him from the reception of a guidance of double concealment, namely concealment within concealment. This means that he does not believe in guidance of reward and punishment. One concealment means that he believes in a guidance of reward and punishment. But because of the accumulation of the suffering, he sometimes comes to thoughts of transgression. This is because although he believes that the suffering came to him as a punishment, he is still as one who wishes who sees his friend from behind, and might doubt and mistake him for another, as written there, that these sins are only mistakes, since in general he believes in a guidance of reward and punishment.
Tov, Ala.
Okay, next.
59. Hence, when one is granted repentance from fear, meaning a clear attainment of reward and punishment, until he is certain that he will not sin, the concealment within concealment is entirely corrected in him. This is because now he evidently sees that there is a guidance of reward and punishment. It is clear to him that all the suffering he ever felt was a punishment from his providence for the sins he had committed. In retrospect, he made a grave mistake. Hence, he uproots these sins. However, this is not entirely so. Rather, they become mistakes, similar to the transgressions he committed in one concealment, whether he failed due to the conclusion, due to the confusion that came to him through the multitude of torments that drive one out of one's mind. These are only regarded as mistakes.
Okay, I see. Where are we, Moshe?
What do you mean, where are we in general?
According
to the texts, in the text we're in item 60.
60, that's what we got to now.
According to what we should have read, today we should have read from item 62.
Okay, so let's go to 62 and see what's next. PT 17.
Rav, only when one rises to a single concealment, he identifies the transgressions he had in double concealment?
Yes, of course.
And that's in every level that way? We have to rise to understand what happened in the previous degree?
Obviously, you can't understand what it's happening to you now until you ascend to a higher degree. Can you explain to a baby something about the state he's in? When he grows, he understands where he was. That's how it is. PT9.
Thank you, Rav. A couple of minutes ago, you described repentance as the hay returning to the vav. I've also heard you describe it as the Vav returning to the He. Is it relevant at this time to ask the difference between those two actions?
I don't understand. Explain what you're saying.
In the past, I've also asked you about repentance, and you've said to me the Vav returning to the He, as opposed to the He returning to the Vav. And I've heard it described in both of these ways before. So either I'm confused and mistaken, which is a great possibility, or there's a difference in these two actions.
When Malchut ascends to Bina, it's called that she repents. That's the first repentance. Afterwards, when she can take the forces of Bina and work with her force, and by this resemble Keter, that's already the complete repentance. So, in short, to attain the quality of bestowal, that's the first step. Then to work with the quality of bestowal, with the entire will to receive, that's the second step. These two steps, it's like ascending from Malchut to Bina and from Bina to Keter. That's what we must do through all of our correction.
So we would, mainly it's just relevant the Vav, the He return to the Vav at this point in our work.
Let it go. Doesn't matter, Hey or Vav. The main thing is that we work with the will to receive in order to restrict it. We acquire the will to bestow as much as we can upon the will to receive, and afterwards the will to receive is added to the will to bestow, and then we raise the will to bestow as if we restrict the Malchut and ascend to Bina, and then we, with the forces of Bina, we raise Malchut until Keter.
Well,
depict it to yourself in a way. PT6.
Rav, אפשר לשאול על היחס ללימוד?
No.
Can I ask about the attitude to the study?
Yes.
Our whole study is based on questions and answers, and in the first part there's a feeling that we somehow hold it, it's in our bones, we feel it, we can ask, there's an inner response to the material. In this part of introduction to tests, the questions are kind of like, it feels like philosophizing. It's I see that the world we're talking about right now is completely not in my vessels. So what questions do you expect us to ask here?
I'm not expecting anything. I expect you to read this and invest as much forces as you can in it until you dry out, and until you really understand that this isn't in you yet, but you really want to attain it, and then you'll do all kinds of actions between you in the tens in order to attain these things, and the upper light can bestow upon you, and you'll feel that it is close to you. And from this, it'll be clear what we're reading about now, and then that is called that you're studying Torah, that the light that clothes in your vessels corrects them, and you study the actions of the light in your vessels. That's called the study Torah.
In the first part, what you said is very clear, what we learn in the first part of the lesson. But this part is like 700 degrees above me. It's not...
Right here you feel as much as you're speaking about things that you don't attain yet. And there it seems to you that in some way you're in this studying.
So what's the right thing to do? It's the same approach in both parts of the lesson?
No, it's different. Try and pray in each part in what you can through the group to the Creator. And then gradually you'll come closer to it happening to you. Okay.
Kiev 3.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот эта точка, когда свидетельствует о нем знающий тайное, что не вернется к
своей области. That where he who testifies, he who knows all mysteries testifies that he will not return to folly. We heard about this concept of personal correction and general final correction. So what is that?
The final general correction will be in the end when all vessels are corrected and reach that general correction, final correction. Now we're speaking about a private final correction of each and every tent, as much as they yearn for connection and want to implement everything we're studying inside themselves. By this, they come close to one another. They raise a prayer to the Creator until the Creator bestows upon them, connects them, and appears inside them. And that's called a revelation of the Creator to the created being. The created being is a ten that can be as a created being, as the Adam Rishon before the sin, in somewhat at least. And that is what we're studying, how to do it.
А может такое быть, что человек приходит к этому состоянию?
Is it possible that a person comes to this state,
с народом, например, от мысли о Творце,
even before he incorporates with the ten, but by thinking about the people, the Creator?
No, it's possible only by drawing the light that reforms in a sufficient way for the souls today that descend into the world in the end of corrections are souls that are very heavy and egoistic. That's why it's not enough for them to engage in something as if spiritual, but they really need the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's why it's being revealed in the end of the generations. And we are the first generation that the wisdom of Kabbalah is being revealed is necessary for correction. That without this, there can't be a correction for any one of us. Only in the connection in the ten, and it with the plea to the Creator to connect the ten as a private partial vessel of the whole Adam Rishon. And in this way, when we assemble such tens and tens and tens, they'll start between them to connect more and more also, and then they reach the final correction. That's how I understand it. I don't know what other things will be revealed on the way, but according to what I learned, that is actually the process.
Еще хотел уточнить, пожалуйста. Эта точка, у нее есть еще какие-то названия?
To make it more specific, that point has other names, receiving the masach, etc.
It's all the same thing. It's the same thing. And that same point of connection, we attain the middle line, connection, the point of connection of the first nine with the Malchut, connection with the Creator, it's all in that point of connection between us, in the center of the group, the center of the ten, that's where it's all clarified.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's... Internet.
Moscow 18.
How to stop looking at revelation of the Creator as luxuries and appreciate it as necessity.
Gradually, when we relate to the Creator through the group and want Him to correct us, He changes us. And by this, we start seeing ourselves that we need to connect in more spiritual ways. Next.
Europe. אם האדם לא הולך לחטוא שוב,
Europe. If a person is not returning to folly, then how will a person go through the sense? Because this is our path until the final correction.
I don't understand again.
It says
that one will not commit any more sins. So how will he go through the sense? Because our path requires ascents and descents all the time.
So not in that way. We'll discover our descents that we haven't corrected them yet. They still need to be revealed before us. But I can't depict them as my descents, but the Creator is giving me opportunities to correct them and connect to Him even more than before.
Mark 21. Why do we sin if we know we're going to receive punishment?
It's not sins. It's desires that still don't have screens. That's why our attitude to such desires that we want to use them, let's say, in order to receive. And there's no choice if I don't have a screen. Obviously, I'm in order to receive. And if I connect to the friends and pray to the Creator and get light from Him that reforms, and He gives me that screen, and then I can work with that desire that was revealed as evil. I work with Him and turn it into good. And then I get light, revelation of the Creator in that corrected desire. So that's called I performed a mitzvah, a commandment. And the reward of a commandment is a commandment, that by this I give contentment to the Creator.
Moscow 8. Why is the concept of sin why does it have a negative connotation?
It depends on the person revealing it. When we aren't in the general perception of reality, so it seems to us that we are sinners. And when we reach the truth, then we discover that the Creator did it all in order to take us through all these descents and ascents and events in order that He says you'll be as the Creator, knowing good and evil. Otherwise, we won't be as the Creator.
Odessa, yes?
From Odessa, what is a sin?
What is the sin? Odessa is the sin. What's a sin? Sin is... How should I tell you? That I can't bestow. That I don't want to bestow. That I'm only thinking of myself. Everything that is in order to receive, in all levels. That's why it depends what degree we're speaking about. Also, the fact that I think that there's a sin, that's a sin.
Next. Thank you.
Okay, ladies, so what are we doing? Is there something else with the men? No. So, come on.
Again? So we'll read 62?
Yep.
Item 62. He is also called medium, since after he is rewarded with repentance from fear, he becomes qualified through his completion in Torah and good deeds to be rewarded with repentance from love as well. Then one attains being a complete righteous. Hence, now one is the medium between fear and love, and is therefore named medium. However, prior to that, he was not completely qualified to even prepare himself for repentance from love.
Well, here he is giving us a definition, what it means, that he's between fear and love. Things that are very great, exalted. Next.
63. This thoroughly explains the first degree of attainment of the revelation of the face, the attainment and the sensation of a guidance of reward and punishment, in a way that he who knows the mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly. This is called repentance from fear, when his sins become for him as mistakes. This is also called incomplete righteous and medium.
These definitions we don't understand yet, but we'll gradually get used to them and understand them. It's like when we were children, so we were told he's a doctor, he's a professor, he's a this and that about different people. And we don't know why there's such descriptions for people. So here too, we'll come closer and in a right way to these degrees. We'll be in contact with them in somewhat. And then it'll be revealed. No more questions? Oh yeah, 25, please. David.
Yes, Rob, the suffering itself is from the feeling that he cannot bestow, or that he's not doesn't cling to the Creator.
Not cling to the Creator, that's like speaking about my calculation. And to bestow, it's as if the Creator's calculation. But it's actually the same thing. We're speaking about spirituality, just on behalf of the vessel, or behalf of the light. But the feeling of the Creator and feeling of the created being on those degrees are one feeling. That, how should I say it? That the good and the bad are divided between the two. It's like a mother and a baby. You can't say who's enjoying or who's suffering of the two, because they are so adhered and incorporated in one another that we speak about them both.
If a person has suffering because he doesn't bestow, it's detached from his feeling of being closer to the Creator or not. All he cares about is the ability to do this action.
Right.
And if he has suffering from not feeling the Creator, so it can be more in the will to receive, meaning that he bestows to feel closer to the Creator. So here's the question, what is the level of suffering from not feeling close to the Creator, and that pains me, or I can't bestow, just can't do this action?
From not being able to bestow, that there's still an extra, so he feels that there's desires that he can't bestow and that he can't be really devoted yet, really adhered.
Thank you.
No. Let's
let Tzvika in the end, I guess.
We talked about screens today. If there's no connection between the friends, there's no screen?
If there's no connection between the friends, there's no screen.
So how do we advance? How do you do the work?
You don't advance.
So we just sit for years for nothing and nothing happens?
But you didn't, weren't concerned about it, so what do you want from me?
People want to advance. We want to advance. That's it. It's like the feeling is that we're standing in place.
You have to pay for that.
Can you explain?
To pay means to give something for something. You want to receive connection, and by connection to attain the Creator, so you have to give something for it, and that's exertion.
Rav, please, you think we're not making any efforts?
I guess not.
To sit in the lesson is not an exertion.
You still didn't reach a state that you have completed your calculation. You put something in there, but still not enough for your coin, your token, to reach the right sum.
So please try to help us, you know, how can we come to build this screen as quickly as possible without delays?
Speak between you and ask the Creator.
He doesn't answer.
He doesn't answer, you're not asking. Don't say that he doesn't answer. That's a sin.
What does it mean that he answers?
Answers meaning that you'll feel his answer. Connect between you and reach the Creator and ask him and demand of him an answer. Why are we not ascending? Why are we not doing? So he'll ask you, what does it mean to ascend? What am I not giving you? What should I give you? Raise us. Did you ask for me to raise you? What does that mean? On which vessels, on which desires, on which thoughts? He'll ask you. Be ready to answer.
So what does it mean, really, to build a masach?
To build the masach, the screen, means that first we want to annul between us an egoistic relation. That to feel that we're all in one heart, according to our state, which is the smallest degree. We need to reach a state that we're connected. That by annulling the screens between us, that separate between us, by this we reveal the Creator that's filling us, at least on the lowest degree of nefesh. Nefesh is what we need, no more than that. So let's turn to him and demand of him to help us understand what the mutual screen is, what the mutual vessel is, what the mutual desire is, and the Creator to fill, fill and fill and fill us like water entering a, I don't know, a basement that start, you start seeing as much as the water is flooding the basement. That's it. That the Creator in such a way is revealed, but he's revealed under the condition that we connect between us, that he has a place to fill us in something.
Build a masach means to exit Egypt.
That is called that by connecting between us, we annul the separations between us, and then the Creator is revealed there. And his presence, a revelation in our vessels, that's called that the screen comes upon our will to receive.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, Kavu 7, Meyer.
Well, Kavu 7, quick.
Hello, Rav. Hello, Workly. Rav, how can repentance from fear be a good state if Kabbalah teaches us that the Creator is the good who does good?
Ken?
Right.
Asba.
So?
If we have the repentance because we have fear, then we are not acknowledging that the Creator is the good who does good. We are afraid of the Creator.
Because
Because it's not the end of the path, it's just the beginning of the path. We're working with our vessels of reception. We want to start above them to reach actions of bestowal, connection to the feeling of the Creator, to the feeling of the spiritual world. That's why it's called that. This returning to connection between us to restore that vessel of Adam Rishon. For now, it's called the correction of fear, that from the vessels of reception, from the hatred and rejection, we have to reach the first connection. Yes. That's the first correction of the shattered vessel.
Info.
Info.
Shalom, chaverim, chavorot yekarim.
Hello, dear friends. It's hard to believe, but the World Kabbalah Convention is coming in April 30th, very soon. And here from the English-speaking Kli, I'm inviting everyone to this Congress. It's going to be a different Congress. We already feel that everything's happening in the world so fast, unlike ever before, and everything is unlike we could ever imagine before. We feel that we can come close to a state of wholeness. And that's the topic of our Congress, this state of wholeness. We also sent you a survey about the name of the Congress. We're asking for help. And we don't want to tell you everything right now. We will keep the tradition, but we will give you a little teaser about what's going to happen in the Congress. Let's hear our friend Tony and try to imagine this event together, build the excitement towards it, and start getting into that state. Tony.
Well, what we can tell you is that this coming Congress is going to be unlike anything that you can imagine. And it's going to be unlike anything that we've ever done. Nothing less than an active, conscious entry into wholeness. And not by talking about it, not just by studying about it, but by actually doing it together. For more than 25 years, we have been building this network, a nation of human connection that now encircles the whole planet. And you know that in the last 2 years, we've closed the final steps in this global circuit. And it's finished. It's ready, but it's still dormant. It's waiting for us to flip the switch on the spiritual power supply that finally brings it to life. And so the light that is just surrounding the world, Kli, will become inner light. That's what we're going to do. This Congress is more different than you can imagine. So prepare yourselves, because as soon as we reveal the innovation in this Congress, it's going to release strong spiritual forces for us, pure forces, emotions, doubts, excitement, confusion, fear, faith, inspiration, because nothing less than that is going to help us take conscious responsibility and step together into wholeness. This Congress is more different than you can imagine. So what's different about this Congress?
Come to the lesson on Saturday morning and you'll hear all the details. That's it, friends. April 30th.
Moshe.
Moshe.
So continuing the what a friend said about the Congress, men and women who want to join the preparation for the Congress team, so write a mail to boardworldkli@gmail.com. Rav, do you want to summarize? It's a serious lesson. We have to work on it against many lessons we've been through, that we come out of the lesson and supposedly everything's clear and we can wait for the next lesson. Now, no. We need to work on it. I'll tell you from my experience, I've read this introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot maybe tens of times, 60, 70, I don't know, this whole introduction through all kinds of states. And until it starts entering inside the mind and heart to connect to all kinds of materials we learned, it takes time and efforts. And that's why I recommend that you read it. Just simply read it. And don't be despaired. Every time you read it, it works on something. So give the light of the writings of Baal HaSulam to work on you. Even though you don't understand it, it works even more. When you understand it, you ruin the influence of the light. When you don't understand, you're like a baby. I don't know anything. He's worked on from above, and that's how it has to be with us too. Annul ourselves, connect between us, and let the text work on us. And I'm wishing you all have a quiet, silent day, and good to all our friends anywhere in the world. All the best. Bye.
So we have an announcement. Daylight saving time in Israel starts on Friday, March 25 at 2 a.m. Israel time. We will be moving the clock 1 hour forward. So if you want to wake up at 2 a.m., let's say, in Israel, you need to move it in advance to 1 a.m. With this we conclude. Let's sing a song.
We came from distant places, but now we're feeling near. The cloud of separation's rising, things are getting clear. Ya pasamos ascensos y caídas, y de estos estados aprendimos a alcanzar. She'ahava yachin haderech la'alot ve'yesh ba'lehashlim et kol ha'chesronot. She'ahava דרך לעלות ויש בה להשלים את כל
когда гора за ними нам преграждает путь, нас вера озаряет и назад не повернуть.
Хама шевитану כוחנו יתחזק, וכל מה שקיבלנו למדנו לחלק. שאהב